You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No mai hoki mai, you're back on the BFM Breakfast Show. On the line down in Puniki, we have got Lockie from Mirror Ritual. Morena, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty good.
That is good pretty to good. Hear. How's yeah. your weekend been?
Really good, actually. Today is technically my Sunday, so I'm feeling quite, like, warmed into the weekend now.
Oh, that's nice. It is annoying on a Saturday when you have to work, but then when everyone goes back to work on a Monday, it feels like you've somehow got an extra day over everybody else. I don't know. That's how I used to feel when I worked Saturdays.
Totally. You get it. Yeah.
Hey, you guys are coming our way, which is always very exciting, to play at the Cross Street Music Festival, which is just about a month's time away. Really lovely little street party just behind Karangahape Road. What's Mirror Ritual been getting up to? Because you guys are so cool to see live, but I know you've been cooking up a few things. What's been happening in the land of Mirror Ritual?
Yeah, it's felt like ages since we last came to Auckland, but we always love it up there. I don't know. We've just been sitting on things, really, saying big things coming over and over again.
Big things coming.
Just like everyone else. But yeah, we've just been living life, really. And we've all got other projects as well. So just trying to make it work around everyone else's schedules. Yeah.
That's quite a nice thing, I feel, when you are really busy and you've got a lot of different creative things going on, to know there's a band that you can just kind of come back to, that everybody gets what's going on, that feels kind of comfortable in terms of the way your like dynamic works and stuff. That must be a really special thing to have.
Totally, yeah. It feels like a nice, comfortable retreat for all of us to come back to. Because Riley, our drummer, moved to the Hawke's Bay last year. And some of us are all just like moving around a little bit. So it's nice to always come back to the central thing where we're all just like really good friends and really just enjoy playing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of
totally.
The day, isn't it?
It's easy to forget sometimes, yeah.
So you have big things coming, and you have, as you said, been sitting on a few things, incubating some little music eggs almost. What is the kind of plan for 2024 for you guys? Do you have a plan, or is it just see what happens a wee bit?
Yeah, I mean, we always enter it with a plan, and then you never know what's actually going to happen or like how you relate to the music you've been working on. Like, it always evolves. Mm. But I mean, I've been sitting on a lot of music for a long time now, and it's kind of ridiculous that I've made it like I've gotten it to the stage where it's like, okay, yeah, I just need to put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all the music we've released over the last few years is all tied to it. Just been working on an album. It's all mixed, it's all ready to go, really, just like waiting for that time to come.
When do you know when the right time is? Because it can be a really tricky thing when you've had songs ready to go for a while to know, okay, when is the time to press play?
Yeah, it's strange because we've been playing these songs for a while now, and as a live band we've developed them beyond what the recordings are.
Mm.
So it's quite weird listening back to stuff and being like, oh, that sounds like a primitive version of this, where the lyrics are slightly different or the arrangement's slightly different. So it's always strange coming back to the recordings and being like, okay, now's the time to release it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think you have to go with your intuition at the end of the day. Yeah.
When it feels right. And there's something really nice as well, actually, about releasing tracks that have lived a life beyond that recording too, because it means you're doing different things in your live set than you are when you're listening to that album. What does a live set from Mirror Ritual kind of feel like, Lockie? Because I know a lot of people have heard your music, but maybe not caught you in person before.
Totally. Yeah, it's really important for us to make sure that the live presentation of it is quite, I don't know, different and interesting and like unique every time. That's kind of like our approach. But yeah, like the recorded stuff, I work on it all pretty much on my own. So that feels quite isolating in a way. So to bring your friends into it and like allow them to bring their own sort of creative energy into the fold always just means it's like different live, and it's so much more exciting.
And when you're writing, I imagine, you know, that also being a relatively solitary process for you, once you've had that time with your band and with your friends, it must really spark new thoughts and ideas for you as a writer as well, Lockie.
Oh, totally. Yeah, like we're all just really good friends. Like Mia, who plays in the band, she has her own project, Japes, which I also play in. And like, I just value her creative input so much because I just really look up to her. And the same goes for Riley and Eli. It just makes it so much more fun. And that's like the main thing at the end of the day.
It is. It totally is. Well, I'm excited that you guys are going to be playing at the Cross Street Music Festival, which is a really fun party, and it's got a lot of great artists performing. Princess Chelsea will also be there, Fatha and the Sweetos, Deep State, Junior, Baby Zionov, and plenty more as well. Anyone on that lineup that you haven't seen that you've got your eye on?
Oh my god, yeah, there's so many. Like everyone you listed off, like Princess Chelsea for sure, Deep State, Kijikalo, Baby Zionov. Yeah, there's just so many. It's really cool. Feels like a good summer festival.
It really does. It really does. Yeah. And finally, and you know, touch wood, don't want to jinx it, finally having an actual summer in Auckland feels like a treat. So it's one
to celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It's been such a gamble with festivals this year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been very temperamental.
Oh, classic New Zealand, eh? But we're glad to have you guys winging our way in a couple of weeks' time. crossstreetmusicfestival.co.nz if people want to get tickets. Lockie, we're going to listen to Fair and All, and we will see you in a few weeks' time. Have fun. I know you're heading down to camp next weekend. Have fun and enjoy the bush.
I will, definitely.
Cheers. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.